minkum. Allah said in Holy Quran, obey Allah, obey Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. And Allah said, من أطاع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Whoever obey Prophet, he is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience, some people obey because they are afraid. They obey. Some people obey because they are in love. And first one is acceptable, but second one is a higher level. Some people, they obey because if they don't obey, they are going to be punished. Those who are praying, fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is okay, it's very good. They have to obey, they have to pray, they have to do their obligations. But a higher level are those who obey because they are in love with their Lord. They are not obeying because they are afraid, because they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a higher level. Those who are, they obey because they fear, means if there was no such fear in their hearts, they might not obey. Means there is doubt in their beliefs. And that's why you see people today in our lives, they, sometimes they pray, sometimes they don't pray. Because sometimes they have that fear, sometimes they lose that fear. But those who obey out of love, when they are afraid, when they are in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot refuse any order. That's why Sahaba, Allah gave them higher level, because they were in love for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whatever Prophet ordered them, they accepted out of love. And that's why their levels were higher, not they were doing it because they were afraid, but for their love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah put in their heart, they were completely obedient. Today, if someone in love with someone, they do whatever the other one asks. And they never change. They never in their hearts try to cheat, because they are in love. They want to keep pure. But if you are obeying out of fear, you might cheat. Like you are driving a car. You know that a policeman is watching you. You try to go nicely. When you think that he is not watching, you go fast. Right? So you are cheating. And that's why when you pray out of fear, you might be cheating in your prayer, and that's why gossips comes. That's why shaitan is able to enter there. Like, same, similarly, as you are afraid from a policeman to give you a ticket, some people driving without seat belt. So when they see in the mirror there is a police, immediately they pull it. They are afraid, they get a ticket. Yeah? Because when they entered, shaitan said, he's not seeing you. No problem. But then police comes, immediately they pull it. when we say Allahu Akbar and we pray, only because we are afraid, we have no love in our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only we are, because we are believers. So we know there is punishment. So we are afraid, say Allahu Akbar, we pray, shaitan comes, we begin to go everywhere. We forget how many rak'at we did as today. How many rak'at we did? 3 or 4? 4, huh? This one made me to... because you stood up. This one. You didn't stand up? We came late, I think. He stood up, so I have to follow him. Out of love, I have to follow. So he misled me. Then we went for another rak'ah. Because our heart is not clean. If we were in love, means there is no room for shaitan to enter to destroy that love. You are in every moment, your heart is always trying to not to lose the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why love is different. You don't want to lose the love of that out of love, you cannot let anything possess your heart because you don't want to lose that connection. You are always remembering your lover. And when you reach that level, that remembering your lover, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot think anything except thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was nothing in his life. Everything, his heart, his mind, his soul, his body, yearning for his Lord, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he was the perfect one chosen. His heart always yearning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. So there is no room for anything. This is how he raised his sahaba, his companion. He raised them as he was yearning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his Lord. He raised his sahaba also yearning to their Lord. And that's why they gave up themselves for sake of Islam. When enemy came against them, they were the first to run to defeat the enemy and defend their beliefs. They didn't accept. And they gave their soul fi sabilillah. So shaitan cannot enter in their hearts. And that's why one time Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu was salam, he said to his sahaba, this is, he was teaching them, raising them, how they have to believe. He said, anyone who can pray 2 rak'ats without his mind interference or gossip in his heart, I will give him my robe, jubba. Oh, that's very precious to take the jubba of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every one of the sahaba was trying to pray 2 rak'ats without any interference from here and there. And this is how he was teaching them, slowly, slowly, to build them up. And this is, we have to learn from their ways how to teach ourselves in order to control our hearts from not letting any gossips to go inside. So, since Sahaba were competing, and Prophet wants to build them stronger, so he was showing them that they were not able to do it. So everyone was gossiping, interference coming in his mind, different disturbance. And then at the end, Sayyidina Ali came. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me a chance. And Sayyidina Muhammad said, okay. So he prayed. He said, Allahu Akbar. And he prayed two rakats. And Sayyidina Ali is very well known that when he prayed, his focus is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time, before I continue that, I will go to someone else. When Sayyidina Ali has, one time his tooth was aching, he was unable, no one was unable to take his tooth out because of the pain that he was in it. So then at the end he said to one of the companion of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I will be praying and I am in tahiyyat, take my tooth out. Because when he pray, no disturbance from dunya. He cannot feel anything from this life. He only focus is the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he said in tahiyyat and finishing his prayer, before he say salamu alaykum, in middle of his tahiyyat, they tied his teeth and he's not feeling, and they pulled the teeth and he didn't feel. When he said salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, he saw blood there. They said, Ya Ali, we took the teeth off already. He didn't feel the pain when he was in his prayer. Because no disturbance. For us, even if anything move, we are looking. Our eyes must be at sajda. If your eyes goes beyond your sajdas, forward or right or left, your prayer is running away from you as much as your eyes are going sideways or in front of you. You must keep your eyes the place where you are going to make sajda. And we notice that a lot of people, and many times all of us, their eyes move, means your prayer is running away. So when Sayyidina Ali, when Prophet said, I will give the jubba, so the turn of Sayyidina Ali came, and he said, Allahu Akbar, and praying, and no one disturbance came. And he went, finish his two prayer, went to tahiyyat, sitting there and reciting the tahiyyat, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى At that time there, he said, it came to his mind, which shubha Prophet is going to give me? The red one, or the green one, or the black one? And Prophet said, Ya Ali, finish. It's gone. No one took the shubha. That's how he was teaching them to keep focusing, concentrating on what they meditating, on what they are believing in. They believe they are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How then you are going to run away from that presence? Today, if you have a meeting with someone important or an interview, you keep focusing in order not to make one mistake. You go for interviews for a job, how you prepare yourself for it? Very well, nice clothes, tie and suit, shining shoes, And you go there, slowly, slowly, walking, giving your resume, and you stand, and he questions you, and you are very focused. You cannot go right or left, or else you lose what he is asking you. Is that? So what you're saying, every prayer is an interview. Every prayer we are praying is an interview. Allah is checking our heart. How you are coming to your Lord, with dirty heart or with clean heart? When you have on the prayer rug, if you have some dirtiness, you cannot pray. You have to clean the carpet, is not? How you come to Allah's presence with a dirty heart? How much we have dirty hearts in our hearts? What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدهم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. No one can be considered a believer. لا يؤمن, he said. No way that you can, that you have really entered in the level of faith. You might be entered in the level of obligation to do the five obligations, five pillars of Islam, but still you didn't enter the level of faith, because it is a second level. First is five pillars of Islam are the first level of Islam. Second, Jibreel asked Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wama al-iman ya Rasulullah?" He said, "What is about iman?" And Prophet, he said, first about the religion. He came to him, Jibreel, and he said, asked him about the religion. He said, "Wama al-islam ya Rasulullah?" What about Islam? He gave him the five pillars. Then he said, if that was enough, why Jibreel to ask "Wama al-iman?" What about faith? So faith is a higher level. "Wama al-ihsan?" Then third level. Now many people go for the first level, and they say, that's it, finish, this is Islam. No, it's not. It's incomplete. You have to perfect yourself more. That's why when you pray and you don't have good belief, good iman, you might have disturbance. How you are going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and still you go outside, you cheat in your life all kind of lies and you say all kind of lies and cheating everyone. So how, what kind of Islam you have? That is not, you have Islam but it's not perfect. Means you accepted Islam, you are a believer, you accepted Prophet, you accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you accepted the five pillars, but you didn't reach the higher level, perfection. And that's why people, Sahaba were being trained by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to raise them up. So what Prophet said? لا يؤمن أحدكم means you are not considered a mu'min حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. You cannot be considered a mu'min unless حتى يكون هواه, unless your desire has to follow my desires. Means your desire cannot be different from the desires of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what are the desires of Prophet? Is the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet didn't come to build up your dunya only. He came to build your akhirah more than your dunya. Your dunya, you are expert to build your dunya. Allah sent His messenger to build your akhirah because you are going to live in akhirah more than you are living in dunya. In dunya you live 80 years, 100 years, 60 years, whatever. In akhirah, ever living. So how you are going to go and meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala? What you want to say? Say, I am sorry. We are going to say, I am sorry. But Allah gave us a chance in dunya to be better. So Prophet said, you have to follow my footsteps. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, Allah said in Holy Quran, if you really love Allah, قل يا رسول الله, say يا محمد to them, to ask me, إن كنتم تحبون الله, if really you love Allah, فاتبعوني يحببكم الله, follow me, follow prophet, then Allah loves you. Are we following? That is the question mark. Are we following? If we are following, mashallah, alhamdulillah, you are big, you are great. But if you are not following, check yourself, ask yourself. If you are not following, what we are going to face? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever is going to do an atom of goodness is going to see goodness. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And who is going to do one atom of badness is going to see punishment, badness. So what? Then what we are doing? Check yourself. Which in the balance? Put your amal in the balance. See, those one positive or good are more than the negative, than the bad, or the bad are more than the good. Check. Everyone can check himself. He knows himself. We don't know, except ourselves, what we did in our life. يَوْمَ يَعُدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. There coming a day when we are going to bite on our hands and on our fingers. Allah said in Holy Quran, يَوْمَ يَعُدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. Are you going to bite your fingers? You want that? Do we want that? No. Because there it's not like here. You will have another chance here. Allah say, in dunya you can repent. I am giving you that what you say. That chance. Repent. You do sin, make istighfar. Of course, we are weak, we are not prophets. We are going to make sins. So make istighfar. Repent. There is a chance here. But there is no chance in akhirah. And that's why don't